Okay. Let me see if I can take. I had said 2 or 3 minutes to you guys before. Let me see if I can take 1 minute reports. 1 minute, by the way, is a long time when you're dying on a mic. Let me see if I can take 1 minute reports from chapters/divisions. And if at that time you have a donation, a gift, a contribution, a pledge to make to the well-being of the affiliate's finances, please say so at that time too. So I'm going to start, if my memory serves me right, where down in the southeastern part of the state and move off straight out to the west. Dave Steyer, Long Island chapter.
About doing a fundraiser. We also have given a check to the affiliate for $100.
We have that.
Yeah. And, you know, we're thinking of a fundraiser because our funds are getting to the point where if we want to continue to do things, we need some more money. So we're investigating presently. And, Carl, I need to talk to you about the bad candy man.
You, Ray, and I need to talk about that. I've been in touch with Dr. Maurer about that already. What David's referring to is we have a guy who's running a scam using our name in Nassau and Suffolk County, going door to door with teenagers selling candy on behalf of the National Federation of the Blind. Been at this for a while. We haven't been able to track him down for a while. We managed to track down finally a license number on a car, and we've gotten some other leads on him. And I will paraphrase some of us in national and state leadership. I said, I want his house, I want his car, and I want his boat, and I want him in jail. Yep. Okay. New York City.
New York City pledges $100.
All right, New York City's pledging $100. I know where I can get the check.
Yeah. we have been. Oh, thank you. We had a wonderful fundraiser. It was a lot of fun. We had some. It was an interesting situation, but the fundraiser worked out very well. It was the all in play. What we did was. We organized, Joyce actually organized the All in Play people, and we paid them a certain amount of money for the privilege of holding a tournament. We held a tournament. All the tickets to the tournament were $20. They let us all start with 100,000 chips, and the person at the end of the game who had the most chips won the game. Was that Charlie? That's right.
It did happen to be Charlie. Yeah. But this was not only an internal family event. This was I got to stop at the chapter, please.
But I'll just say that because what I was going to say was that All in Play allowed us to publicize it throughout its mailing list. And it announced, and they announced it. So we also announced it at all of the at the convention, and we sold tickets all around the country. And so... overall, we had donations and everything like that. Overall, we netted about $1,000. $1,000 or $1,200. So it was a really good fundraiser. And that was our real big thing. We're right now organizing a concert of blind artists in the New York City area. We hope that'll come off in December. Thank you.
Thanks. I know I've cut their time short. I know that Long Island continues to do the regular stuff that we do on Long Island, and New York City continues to do the regular stuff with paratransit and the commission and the school districts and all those other things. Yes. So I really, since I've cut their time short, I noticed they're not going into that, but we know that they're all doing that.
Mr. President, I'm sorry. Ray just wanted me to mention one more thing. Yeah. He said that he felt... calling people prior to chapter meetings really helped with chapter growth this year. So he thought it would be a good idea to spread the word that if you start taking phone numbers at chapter meetings and offering to call people who would like to be called a few days before each meeting, he felt that that was one thing that helped with chapter growth this year. Thanks.
Thanks, Will. I know a lot of us do that, and particularly for chapters who meet on a regular – well, most of us meet on a regular basis, the third Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this, whatever. But if you're new to the organization, you don't know that yet. And sometimes because of holidays, you know, these things have to be changed. New York City generally meets on the third Wednesday of the month. Well, the third Wednesday of November is the day before Thanksgiving. It's not going to meet that day. So when you do these changes, people need to know. Joyce, quickly.
Association at Sellis Manor in the city, which is a building that was designed for blind and visually impaired people, and we do a holiday bazaar that's publicized all over the city and all over cable in December. I invite everybody to come. It's December 8th, and our chapter is taking a table there where we will be raffling off some goodie baskets and probably books.
Stuff.
And what they don't know is that we're also going to be raffling off a set of Bose headphones. So we invite everybody at the convention, if you can get down to New York City and you want to come in for the day and you're staying with friends or, you know, whatever, you're welcome.
Thank you, Joyce. All right. Webb's looking for a place to stay. Westchester, quickly.
Okay, Westchester. Well, we are still a small chapter within the state. We do actually call our members before meetings, and it does work. It's very effective. We have a nice little following going on, and we are seeking to increase our membership and trying to spread the word and also deal with the issue of places in Westchester and even Rockland County which don't have any public transportation. We have had people who are interested in coming to the meeting, which meets in Yonkers, and transportation in Upper Westchester is not the way it is in Lower Westchester. So we're trying to deal with that issue. And we're always looking for more ways to raise money. So we've been exploring that as well.
Cool. Thank you. Albany / Merchants Division, you can do them both at once, Charlie?
Yep.
Take half the time you would have for both.
Well, Albany, I'm going to take upon myself to reform the chapter because we haven't been very active this year, haven't had meetings for a few months now, and saw a few names on the convention hotel list that said, well, someone's still interested to come into convention, but they didn't show up, but I'm going to start to at least pull a few people together, put the chapter back together. I was just sitting here during the time waiting, calling the current chapter treasurer to see what kind of money we had to lend toward the affiliate. And at this point, I'm going to pledge 100 because I know we could at least do that. And if we are in as good a condition as I think we are, we may be able to do 200, but I'm guaranteeing 100. And the Albany chapter has a project now, too. We need to work with the mayor on addressing this problem with the fire department. One of the good things about where I work is I see the mayor pretty much a couple times a week. In passing, occasionally he stops in the store and buys a lottery ticket. But if he's in passing, I'm going to have my guys on the lookout. He passes by the store, he's going to get tackled.
as well as Fred Dicker, who works for the New York Post.
And Fred Dicker, I know where he works, and he is...
he just loves to find dirty stuff
on
anybody.
And you know what? And this guy, keep his cherry Pepsi in the machine, he owes me one anyway.
Right, nobody else buys that junk.
Yeah, we do him that favor.
Who buys cherry Pepsi?
Hey, he does. He was a lime Pepsi guy until they dropped it, so likes the flavored stuff.
I wonder he's gotten so mean, criticizing Spitzer all the time.
Merchants, on the other hand, merchants are doing good. The division itself needs to bring in more people. Peter even asked me today, why don't we see more of the managers here? So I think next week he may even bring that up. I think he really realizes what good we're doing here, too. A lot of good comments coming from him this weekend that he spent the day here. Merchants. Oh, the legislative agenda that we were starting to move last year, the affiliate lended their support on helping us with our priority, getting that expanded. And we do appreciate that because the Merchants Division doesn't carry the weight that this affiliate does. And I think what I saw yesterday from the Lieutenant Governor's aide there is I think we're going to see this move through. And when we did have the Office for the Blind in the governor's proposed budget, they were looking to make those changes too. If it had passed that the way it stood, we were going to do what they call chapter amendments to address the priority. So this is something they've been supportive of in the past, so I think we got a no-brainer here coming this year. And merchants appreciates the support. I'll be talking to Ed about what the merchants can do with the to help the affiliate also.
Thank you.
Okay.
Observation here. A couple of years ago, when things were really ugly in BEP during what I refer to as the Dark Ages, which went from 1998 to 2006, we had a lot of vendors showing up at conventions. We can sometimes kill ourselves with success. So we managed to turn things good, and people say, oh, that's fine, everything's good now. I need to remind everybody, particularly those who are either new to the organization or if you're chronologically young, the same reminder that Laura put out to you yesterday, Laura Herman put out to you yesterday. Those who give you your rights can take your rights. Those who give you your programs can take your programs. Our freedom is not a guaranteed eternal thing. Our freedom needs to be won and then safeguarded. So I remind us all of that. All right, moving out west. Syracuse.
I think this is Will Webb calling. Our president designated me to speak for our chapter, and I want you to appreciate my earrings I have on. I'm better Romeo. Secondly, Romeo, where's my Ziegler? I haven't got it yet.
You're stunning, Webb.
And Syracuse chapter, with its new member and scholarship winner, Glenn Stewart, are on a blitz as far as membership drive in Syracuse is concerned. We're going to all the medias, and from the Penny Saver, which put us on, up to the television stations, and hopefully we will get some more members. And at this convention, we have about 12 people, which we've more than we've had for quite a while. And we're working with anything and everything that comes out of Baltimore. And I want to shut up because I have if Maria Garcia has any parents with blind children, we certainly would like to know about it in central New York, Syracuse and Onondaga County.
Oh, yes.
Good. And the president also gave me an envelope with a check in it, and I think it's for $50. And I don't know who I give this to. Maybe Romeo?
Right. No, it's not jewelry. Give it to Linda. If it's not jewelry, Linda will take it. If it's jewelry, Romeo will model it for you.
Okay, it's a $50 check from Syracuse. I believe that's what it is. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you,
wonderful
sir.
Wonderful convention.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah. What? Except, how about Taylor, Kletzing, and Sundquist?
Yes. How about Lincoln, Captain Hayes?
Now, if Wilbur, if you have broken bread and shaken hands with Taylor, Sundquist, and Hayes, as well as the late Ralph, Wilbur has had the distinction of being in the presence and with every single national president of this organization. Like Dr. Jernigan once said, if you live long enough, you can become a part of history. What did you say, Mike? Okay. Let's get a report from the Southern Tier chapter. Binghamton, Elaine, you're
Hi.
On.
It's been a great convention. I'm going to have to run right after my little report because one of my ladies is sick. We have 9 paid members in our chapter. 5 of us were here this weekend, plus 1 extra spouse. We had...
And I have a question up front here, Elaine. Who has an extra spouse?
Well...
They told me they thought one was enough.
Well, one was a spouse.
One was a spouse. I thought somebody had a spare.
We also... Okay, guys, we had 3 people at National Convention. We've had a couple of social...
Guys, let's listen up to Elaine, okay?
We've had a couple of social dinners out. We're starting to think about... some kind of a fundraiser to really bring in some money. I have a check in hand for $25 from the chapter and a $50 donation from me. Thank you. Have a safe trip home.
Okay. Yes, we had some ways of trying to get people here. Some parents who when you come with mom and dad and kids, it gets a little costly to ride the Greyhound and the Amtrak. Elaine contributed $100 to help with van costs to get some of those people here too, I was told. And I mean, I thank you from the affiliate for that. I know the Parents Division thanks you for it too. You help you. Everybody in one way or another is helping to build this the future of this organization. Romeo is helping to build it too. I heard that. Niagara Falls, Laura.
Here you go, Laura.
Oh, I'm right. Elaine, safe trip.
Okay. I'm going to give you a very brief history of the Niagara chapter because. There have been some great changes. I'd like to start off by kind of resting on our laurels. Niagara chapter, our chapter was and is an original chapter when the New York State affiliate was formed. At that time, we had between 30 and 35 members. It was from Western New York, from Niagara Falls, New York, talking with Senator Daley way back then, that the voting bill was changed. It was during the time that I was president, state president in the 70s, that with the help of Adrian Ash, who did a lot of lobbying for us, that the New York State human rights law was amended to include blind people. There's a couple other things, and I know Senator Maziarz, our guy, got the Braille literacy bill introduced and passed in the Senate, and he also saved our commission bill this year. So this is what we have done when we were a strong and vital chapter. Now we have about 12 people. Most of them are elderly. For the past five years, we have not been able to conduct a fundraiser. However, our people, the remaining 10 or 12, are vitally interested in our organization. When I go back from our conventions, I practically relive the whole convention for them, and they feel that they've been here. They are so interested. We always have read the national cassette every month. We have our discussions. There might be sort of a light at the end of the rainbow. I have just been made aware of three students who are attending Niagara County Community, and I'm not sure whether one of them is going to Erie County. So I'm going to ask Buffalo to help us get these people to join us, or if they think we're too old and addled, they might just... join the Buffalo chapter. I'd like to talk with Mike about that later.
Oh, Laura, if they think you're too old and addled, and if they happen to be history majors, tell them to reconsider their profession.
Thank you. But anyhow, we are a very vital chapter. Unfortunately, as I said, there's a lot of illness. Most of our people are older. Maybe physically they're older, but they're still the greatest federationists I have ever had the pleasure of working with. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I have a question for Laura. Quick question, Laura. What game were you playing Friday night?
I was doing 21
Blackjack?
Yeah.
Whatever you were doing, Laura plays third place. Don't let her kid you. She's sitting there very meek and mild and unassuming. She came in just behind Charlie and Glenn, who have no scruples at all at the table. Right? So she came in right behind them. Thank you, sweet lady who will take my shirt. Thanks, Laura. Mike, Buffalo, or anybody you designate for Buffalo?
I guess I'll talk about Buffalo. Laura, don't worry. Buffalo chapter is behind you 100%. If you need help with fundraisers, you need help with membership, whatever, we'd be more than happy to help you. I would personally, and I think I can speak on behalf of my chapter that we'll be there for you. We're all family, and we need to work together. Buffalo, let's see. First of all, we turned in a check for $100 pledged to the state. We've been pretty busy. Let's see. our usual Walmart hot dog sale fundraiser. It did very well. Membership. We've been trying to increase the number of members. We've had a few new ones recently. That's good. But just like any other organization, every service organization I've talked to, they are all having the same problem with membership, getting people to join. And unfortunately, NFB is having the same problem. But we've added a few new members. That's good. Back in June, we had an event. We had a camp out. My son took a group from NFB on a weekend camp out for his Eagle Scout service project. Everybody had a good time at that. Let's see. Dinner with Niagara Falls. A lot of work. Yeah, I gotta say.
I'm told that
wet.
Julie fell in the lake.
Yes. Only one person tipped their canoe, and it was Julie. So. Okay.
Did I misunderstand that Julie was tipsy?
But we've been working hard with the state issues, with the nominations for the executive board, various legislative.
Yeah, don't go drowning
projects.
Your board member.
So, one of the most important things everybody. One of the most important things that everybody's got to remember is we're all in this together, and nobody can do anything by themselves. Okay, so support your chapters, support your divisions, and you've got some good people at the head of the organization, and state, national, and local, and they can't do anything without the membership. Without good, strong membership, nothing's going to get accomplished, and make yourself available.
Thank you, Mike. Can I get a quick report from the students? All right. I know they have a report, and I know they're working. I know they're active. Okay. Can you do it in 1 minute? I know you have a longer report. Can you do it in a minute?
I can do it in a minute. Naria Blesser wrote a novel, but I will condense it to 10
seconds.
I know.
Thank
you. Okay. This year, the first thing that was the biggest thing was that Naria and some of the others downstate made a list of about 50 colleges in the New York City and surrounding area that they contacted to meet with student division office workers and student blind students at the universities to boost membership. I don't think they got to all 50. They got to about 10, but the contact list for the student division has increased at the number of active members while this thing has static. The members of the student division attended 2 leadership seminars, and my father is heckling me, and I don't know why. Members of the student division attended 2 leadership seminars, had a fundraising bazaar, which they raised $85 for the student division. Thank you, by the way, from Naria for all those who donated candy, chocolate, and appliances sold at the bazaar. And in future, we're looking to do more fundraising because we need more to do more. We're also looking to do more recruiting upstate, especially where the universities are more spread out and it's hard to get in touch with students. We also discussed yesterday at the student division luncheon networking with PLBC so that students who come up through PLBC automatically make the transition into the students division, which is more for high school and college students, because somewhere there's this disconnect between little kids and big kids. So we're trying to do that as well. So that's the incredibly condensed
Thank
version.
You, ma'am. Thank you for an incredibly condensed report. I appreciate that. Dog guides, you got a quickie? Sorry?
Yes,
quickie.
We had a very interesting presentation yesterday from Shelley. She had done some research into guide dog users who choose to change schools. So we had a very interesting discussion about that. Also, Aunt Edie was there with her guide horse and gave a impromptu presentation about what it's like to use a guide horse. We have also appointed, we created a committee to create a brochure about the Service Animal Protection Act, and we want to get the word out about that and let guide dog users know about it, let everybody know about animal control so that our guide dogs and animals can be protected.
I assume you're giving credit to the organization that
Absolutely.
Made that happen. You bet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guide dog. I want to put Maria on for a few minutes. For 1 minute, Maria, thank you, because we're getting close to adjournment. Just to say whatever she wants to say, since that will cover all of our divisions. And then I just have a remark or two. Is there anything else that I need to cover before I get into Maria and my wrap-ups? Hearing nothing. Maria, take it, please.
Okay. 1 minute is not a problem. I'm so sleepy. I wanted to ask if everyone here is okay with the idea of putting the upstate parents that came to these seminars in connection with their chapters and inviting them to attend chapter meetings. So I'll be reaching out to all of you about that in the coming weeks and months. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone here. You make this such a warm and loving place to come to for me. I think every parent who was here had a really, really profoundly important experience this weekend. I know that the children had a fabulous time. Thank you.
Maria, thank you. You are truly helping build our future.